2B. Listening 2. Does the media overwhelm our lives? Page 8.
Millions of Americans wake up each morning to their clock radio, drive to work in their surround sound-equipped car, check their multiple email accounts, surf the web, read the papers, and then, after a long day, catch the news as they head back home to flick on the tube. A 100 cable stations at the tip of your remote, the endless waves of the internet, music, news, and talking heads everywhere telling you what to buy, what to do, what to think. The presence of media all around us all the time has become an everyday part of life in America. Our guest tonight says this media overload comes at a price and asks if we're ready to pay it. In his new book, Media Unlimited, Todd Gitlin says the media does more than surround us. He says it's actually become our life. Are we totally immersed in a media-saturated, speed-addicted world of nonstop stimulation? Have Americans learned to experience and understand the world primarily based on what they experience on TV, the web, the radio? Is the media now the way we live? We're joined tonight from New York by Todd Gitlin. He's professor of culture, journalism, and sociology at New York University and author of the new book, Media Unlimited, How the Torrent of Images and Sounds Overwhelms Our Lives. Good evening and welcome, Todd Gitlin. Todd Gitlin, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
You write that in a society that fancies itself the freest ever, spending time with communications machinery is the main use to which we have put our freedom. Is that a problem, Todd Gitlin?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I think that it's a problem at two levels. First of all, the very fact that we're doing it and we're rather oblivious of the fact that this is how we're living is a distraction from the truth. I mean, I think we're evading who we are, and that troubles me. But I think there are more particular problems. I think that we have, for one thing, a sort of national attention deficit disorder. You know, we're on to the OJ trial, and then we're on to Chandra Levy, and then we're on to Princess Diana, and then we're on to Survivor 2, or we're on to the drama of the, you know, the disappeared girl, or what have you. And this, I think, ill-equips us to govern ourselves. I think it distracts us from our discipline, our duty, our common bonds with others. It puts us in separate camps, little containers that seal us away from people who are not like ourselves. And although we talk a lot about community, we're actually more interested in hanging out with people who are more or less like ourselves. So I think our civic life is weakened by this. I think also it's not an accident that in this nonstop entertainment world that we have growing numbers of kids who literally can't sit still. Who are, you know, diagnosed as victims of attention deficit disorder. But attention deficit disorder is what's being cultivated by what is really the de facto curriculum of our time, which is that this nonstop world, the average kid is in the presence of these media for about 6.5 hours a day. And I've been told by teachers that often a kid, whether in an inner-city school or a fancy private school, comes to school having already been plunked down in front of TV or video games or other such equipment for a couple of hours, and wanting the teacher, expecting the teacher to wiggle and flash the way the media do.